Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about healing homes. They say that a broken home equates to a broken society. And we can see how true that is today, because we can see how society is completely broken. Fathers are missing, and single mothers raising the children. And you look at the children, they grow up and they don't respect authority. And we wonder why, because the authority figure that is the father was missing in their lives. No matter how you cut it, a child needs both male father and female mother. And they need a marriage home. Both needs to be married. It needs to be a married male husband to his married spouse, female wife. No matter how you cut it, you cannot break the structure that God has set for us and expect healing and health out of it. It doesn't work like that. The example God gave us is in Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 to 21. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. This is the structure that God gave us. And if you look at it, it's a command for the husband to love his wife. And it's a command for the wife to be submitted to the husband. But we need to understand the proper structure here. You have to depict it and understand it. Because the husband first has to learn to be submitted to God. You have to submit to God and lead by example. Show the way to your family. Because if you submit it to God, you're not going to be cheating on your wife just for the simple fact that God does not like it. You're not going to be treating your family any kind of way because it's displeasing to God. Because you are responsible for them vis-a-vis to God. God is entrusting you with your wife, and he is entrusting you with your children. And in a relationship, you have, as a man, a husband, you have to lead. Because also the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? You see, because here we have to understand, when you say church of God, that was back in the days when they were electing bishops and all that. But if you fast forward it nowadays, no matter how you cut it, whether you're in a church structure or not, you just have to understand that ministry starts at home. And ministry in the sense of no matter what you do in life. As a husband, that's a ministry. As a man, to be yourself alone, that's a ministry. A ministry starts at home. The behavior, the social skills, they are learned at home. Children learn to be social from home. If they're disrespecting the authority, it means that at home, they started disrespecting the authority as it is. If the father figure is missing at home, they're going to disrespect the authority because they never have the authority figure that is the father at home to begin with. And that's how society is destroyed from home. Because home is the beginning, the structure, where you learn and get your structure before you go out to the society. So starting from home, the home has to be structured according to the template that God gave us, a male and a female, in marriage and children. And on top of it, we have to understand, when we come together in a marriage, it doesn't simply mean because I'm married, I can do anything I want. No, it doesn't work like that, especially in bed. You can be married and still commit abomination and still commit sexual immorality. Because no matter how you cut it, your male genitalia, or genital, how you call it? Your male genital organ belongs to the female genital organ. That's how it goes. Any other way is sexual immorality. It's sodomy. That's the bottom line. Not your mouth, not the butt, no. No, any other way is sodomy. Just respect the rules of things. And the world tells you it's okay to do it. But just because the world tells you it's legal to do it, doesn't mean it's moral. And doesn't mean it's okay with God. Because the world wants you to lust, wants you to follow after the desire of the flesh. Because by doing so, guess who's profiting from it? The world. If you eat and you don't care about how much you eat, you're addicted to food, who's going to benefit from it? The world. Because you're going to be buying the food that you eat. They're going to be making money off of it. So why would they encourage you to stop being addicted or stop following the flesh? They're not going to encourage you. They're going to tell you, follow your desires. Anything is fine. Do what you want. You're free. But in the meantime, you don't want destroying yourself. But they don't care because they're making money off of it. So even in marriage, you have to be careful. And make sure you raise your children according to the way of God. Because the Bible says, raise your children according to the way of God, and when they get old, they're not going to depart from it. In the early age, you read them the Bible. Talk to them about the Bible. Just like in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, it tells you what? Talk about the Bible. Talk about God. When you sit down and talk to your children, write the scriptures all over your house. Write it in your heart. Talk to your children about it. On any given time, talk to them about it. Because it's a structural thing. And you understand that faith comes by hearing. The more you hear something, the most likely you're going to believe it. And people in the world, they understood it. That's why they're programming us through TV, through the radios and all that. Because what you hear, what you see, you're most likely going to believe it. If they repeat it over and over, you're going to believe it. That's why you need to turn your TV off. Because it's a program. It's programming you. In the subliminal level, in unconscious level, you don't even know how deep this programming is going. So you got to constantly repeat it to your children. And as you do it, you're repeating it to yourself. At some point, I had to repeat some scriptures to myself. So it was sinking in. Because faith comes by hearing. So you have to constantly do it. So repeat it to your children. Read it to your children. Talk about God to your children. Don't just sit down and talk about it. You yourself be an example. That's what I meant. As a man, you lead and you follow God as the example. Children would not do as you said. They would do as they see. You lead by example. You follow God. You be the head. You do what God tells you to do. Read your Bible, fast, pray. Let them watch you do it. And also talk about it to them. But most of it, be a doer rather than a talker. Walk the walk. Don't talk it. Just walk it. And your family, your children, beginning with your wife, she's going to watch you. And watch how you move. You mean what you say. That alone, she's going to sit down and observe it and see that you are not playing about it. And that alone would be encouragement for her to follow you. You don't need to tell her, oh, be submitted to me. No, you don't need to tell her that. All you got to do is submit yourself as a man. Submit yourself to God. And watch your wife. She's going to follow you. If she doesn't follow you, that means she doesn't want God. Which means that you have made the mistake before you even got married. Because the decision, the Bible also says it, do not be unequally yoked. You don't go and find a girl that does not believe in God, that does not care about God, and want to be yoked with her. you have to find the person who's also after God. If they don't want God, why would you go out and marry that person? You're not standing on the same ground. Because a lot of marriages are suffering and end up in divorce based on that one thing. They get married and they don't care that the other person doesn't believe in God like they do. And then down the line, they realize there is a problem. Because the principles that the woman stands on are different than the principles that the man stands on. And there is division right there. And you know that's the principle of the devil. Divide and conquer. So if you put a foothold of division in your family between you and your wife, guess what? The devil is going to take over and here comes trouble. Because in marriage, yes, you're going to face trouble. But trouble is meant to make you grow stronger, not to divide you. A perfect marriage is not a trouble-free marriage. No. In fact, a perfect marriage got issues and troubles and dispute. The difference is they grow stronger. They come, sit down, talk about it, face it, and put it in God's hand. The standard is God. What is God saying about this? Was I wrong as a man, or were you wrong as a woman? I admit my wrong, and as a woman, she will admit her wrongs. That's how you go about it. But if I come and talk to you and your standard is, oh, whatever you want to do, well, the ground right there is already shattered. There will be no resolving an issue. We're just going to be sweeping under the rug, and it's a matter of time before the rug is full. And it's just going to overflow. And it's going to turn into that big old elephant in the room. And because it's not properly addressed, what happened? Divorce. The family fall apart. But if we follow the structure of God, the man submit himself to God, follows God, not faking it. I'm not saying go to church on Sunday and come home and say I'm following God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about following God, reading your Bible, fasting, loving properly your children, not loving them according to the way you were raised and loved. No, according to the way God is telling you to love, agape love, care. Don't sit down and tell me, no, I love my children and I do this. You go to, no. Do you understand how you should care for your children? You think you're supposed to only go to work and make money and provide a roof over your head and put food in the belly and that's it? No. As a parent, as a father, you have to understand. The child needs to be fed physically, spiritually, and emotionally. If you miss on any of this ground, you're missing. You have fumbled. The child is going to grow up broken if you don't take care of them emotionally. If you don't make it a safe ground for the child to come and cry, starting with your wife. Let us not even talk about the child yet. The wife. Because first, you get married to the wife as a man. And you have to learn as a man that from that point on, I do not exist. It's we, us, me and my wife. Your all life, let it go. That's the first sacrifice you have to understand. If you're not ready to do that, you have no business getting married. Then as you get married, you let it go, you sacrifice. That's the first step to show that you really care for the wife. You sacrifice that all life. You let it go. Now it's us. It's not about me anymore. Then you show her love, agape love. You care. You have to understand that her, in her past, something has happened, the trauma and everything that is going on. In life, you grow up in the world is jacked up, it's a twisted world. So what makes you think you're going to grow up in a twisted world and be okay and be fine and be perfect? It's impossible. So she was broken. She's broken. You're not married to a perfect woman. You're married to a broken woman. And as a man, you have to make it a safe place for her to come and show you and be vulnerable, cry. You have to be the first therapist that she comes across. Allow her to express herself. Allow her to dig in that trauma, that past. Dig it out. And together you pray, forgive, and let go, and ask God to heal. That's the first steps. And together you grow in God. Because if you're not growing together, you are growing apart. And I repeat it again. If you don't grow together in a marriage, you are growing apart. And growing together means you are standing together before God. From the moment one of you refuses to grow, the division begins. You are growing apart. And you have to understand, we are not just physical, providing food, shelter, and clothes and all that to your family is not enough. You have to provide that spiritual food. You have to provide that emotional food. Allow them to cry. You have to allow yourself to be emotional. They tell you, oh, man, don't cry. No. Men cry. Boys don't. It's okay to be emotional. God himself gets emotional. It's okay. Purge those feelings out. Let it out. It's okay to let your children see you cry. Because when you do that, you allow them to see that it's okay to be human. It's okay to let it out. It's okay to express yourself emotionally. It is important. You have to provide on those three levels. If you miss spiritually, guess what? The ground, that solid ground that they should stand on and grow. When temptation, when the trouble comes, when the storm comes, they're not going to have it. They're not going to be able to stand for anything. They're going to fall for anything and everything. Hence, you have children out there disrespecting everything, talking about, oh, let's manifest, let's do this. What is it that you're going to manifest? Go stand on the river and just manifest a fish. Go manifest a fish without a fishing pole. What kind of nonsense is this? You're not believing in the God that speak things into existence, but you think you're a God. You can go manifest a fish without fishing. Let me see that. Stop that nonsense. Teach the children about the way of God. Manifestation is a twisted way of saying pray. You can manifest things into existence if you are following the God who speaks things into existence. He's the one who's going to teach you how to do that. But don't be sitting down talking the nonsense. Oh, you're going to manifest. I'm going to speak things into existence. You've been deceived. That's because the parents have failed to teach the children of the way of God. Read your Bible, something as simple as that. Just read the Bible in bedtime. That's it. And you follow God. The child is going to watch you and he's going to understand. God is important. And he's going to follow God. Yeah, he's going to grow up and go out and do his thing, you know. But the main thing is that when he go out and he does that, and then the trouble comes, he's going to remember how my parents dealt with it, how God helped him through. And he's going to come back to God. That's all it's about. Feed him spiritually and emotionally. And yes, it's important also to feed him physically. But don't just stop in the physical and give him food and clothes and shelter and think you did it. No. Because you're going to do all that and your child is going to be depressing in your own house. He's going to be stressing out and you don't even know it. Because you are forgetting the emotional part. You don't care that your child is in pain emotionally. You don't even know about emotional pain. That's what happens. The child grows up and doesn't want to have nothing to do with the parents. The parents are going to wonder, what happened? I gave you shelter, I gave you clothes, I fed you, I took care of you, I worked hard. Yes, you did. But you only did on one end. That's only one side of it, physical. You didn't take care of me emotionally. You didn't take care of me spiritually. I'm in trouble now. I don't even know where is my left, where is my right. because you failed to teach me that. But you want me to be grateful for what? For the food? You see, you fumble on one end and you're just unbalanced. You need to be providing on those three levels to be balanced. It's not just about the physical thing that you see. And it's your responsibility as a man, as a provider, to provide a safe place for your wife first, and then for your children, for them to come in, talk to you, cry, be emotional, give them that freedom, share your past with them, your testimony. Don't hide your past. If you have a troubled past, you were homeless, that you were chased by lynch mobs, and whatever it is your past, whatever you come from, the ghetto, and now you're in the suburban area, or you grew up broke, and now you rich, share your testimony with your children. Because that's what's going to help them get through life when life becomes hard. Because they're going to remember, my dad told me he went through this, but God saved him. God came and got him through. And by that example, by your testimony, you help them navigate the world. Because I grew up in a family where they hide their past. They're ashamed of it. Even if you committed a suicide attempt in your past, share it with your children. Because you don't know what's going on in their heads. You don't know if they're going through suicidal thoughts right now. But share it with them so they can know, oh, my mom or my dad went through something like this. I mean, attempted suicide. Because when they're committed, they're gone, you know. But yeah, share it with your children. Because they want to see how you overcame it. That's what's going to help them overcome it. But when you hide it from them, you're not helping them. You're not protecting them. You're crippling them. Care. If something bad happened to you, you were raised a certain way that you didn't like. Out of care. Don't want that for your children. Don't just be quiet and take it and expect your kids to go through the same thing. No. At least one better for them. Use what you went through negatively as an example to starve for something better for them. Love. Love is not about something you say. Love hurts. Love is sacrifice. If there is no pain in love, it's not love. If there's no sacrifice in love, it's not love. Don't just have a child and think all you got to do is just sit down and let the child be and provide food and try to be free from the child. When he hits 18, you kick him out. That's not love. You don't care for that child. You really didn't want the child. That's the bottom line. Because if you really want the child, you're going to want better for him. You yourself going to change for the sake of that child. And if you really want better for him, you yourself going to seek God. Because you changing will encourage the child to change. And it's the same thing in marriage. If you want your spouse to change, go look at yourself in the mirror and change. And one day your spouse is going to sit there and look at you and be like, something changed about you. What is this? What happened? I want that too. Show me how you did it. Change. Because when you change, you seek God, a light starts shining in you. And we are all drawn to that light. The ones who act like they don't is because they're afraid of the pain that comes into the change. But if they don't want to change, it's fine. You just pursue your God. Because sometimes, if your partner, your spouse don't want to grow, just understand. Let them go. Because it's going to hinder you. You want the light, but they're comfortable in the darkness. So let them go. Just let them go. Something healing ain't going to come if you don't leave. And sometimes that's what it takes for healing. leave. You're not equally yoked. So let it go and trust God for better, because God is going to provide you better. So that's what I had to share today on homes, healing homes, because you had to understand the structure of it, comprehend it. And when you start walking according to God's purpose, healing begins. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Just trust God. Follow Him. Do your part. And remember, you cannot be a single mom raising your children and expect them to turn out right. Woman, you cannot do it without man. And man, you cannot do it without woman. We need to respect each other's roles. I have something that the woman doesn't have. And the woman has something that I do not have. No matter how I do it, I cannot nurture a child like a woman does. No matter how I do it. And no matter how she does it, she cannot teach a child leadership, provision, strength, authority like a man does. It's impossible. And once you believe that you can do it without a man, the devil already got you. And he's planning on destroying your children. That's why he's having you to believe it. Because once you believe it, he got your children too, in bondage. When you go in the ghetto, what's going on? The man is absent. The children grow up without a father figure to show them the way. And they grow up entrapped in the ghetto, not knowing better. What can the woman do? She's there to nurture. She can go and get a job, but she cannot do it like a man does. And that child grow up in the same pattern, end up being locked up. Because he doesn't know better. He missed the authority in his life. And that's how society is broken from homes. Let's focus on our homes, starting with us. Face yourself in the mirror, change. That's how your home starts healing. And understand the structure of the home. You need a man as a woman, and you need a woman as a man. And you need to be fed spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But none of that will work if you don't follow God. So follow God, develop a relationship with God, and your home is going to heal. And when your home heals, it's a snowball effect. You go to God, you get healed. Then your home gets healed. And then society gets healed. You see? That's why start with you. You want to change the world? Change yourself. I mean, go to God to be changed. That's what I mean. And that's what I had to share today. And I hope the message wasn't confusing. An underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.